திருச்சிற்றம்பலம். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், த நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா த சுப்ரீம் ஆஃப் மகாபாரதா, பிரசன்டட் பை கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன் சேஷாத்ரி. தேங்க்யூ. திருச்சிற்றம்பலம்.
கணபதி குங்ஹவாமகே கவிம் கவீனாமுபமஸ்ரவஸ்தமம் ஜேஷ்டராஜம் ப்ரஹ்மணாம் ப்ரஹ்மணஸ்பத ஆனஷ்ருண்வன்னோதி பிக்ஸீத சாதனம் ரணோ தேவி சரஸ்வதி வாஜேபிர்வாஜினீவதி தீநாம வித்ரகபதோ கணேஷாய நம சரஸ்வத்யை நம ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம ஹர ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். சதாசிவம் சிவாம் ஸ்கந்தம் கேசவம் பத்மசம்பவம் நந்தீஸ்வரம் கும்பயோனிம் பரத்வாஜாத்ரி கௌதமான். நமோஸ்து குரவே நித்யம் ஸ்ரீகண்டசிவயோகினே ஸ்ருதிசாரசிவ விசிஷ்டாத்வைத பரபாஷ்ய விதாயினே. ததீச்சிமுபமன்யுஞ்ச மார்க்கண்டேயம் பராசரம் ஸ்வேதாச்சாரியம் தச்சிஷ்யம் நீலகண்டசிவாஹ்வயம். ஜகத்குரு ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்யா ரேணுகாராத்யா மங்களம் தேஹி பிரபோ. திரைலோக்கிய சம்பதாலேக்கிய சமுல்லேக்கன வித்தயே சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய சிவாய பிரம்மணே நம. யாமாஹுக் சர்வலோகானாம் பிரகிருதிம் சாஸ்திர பாரகாஹாதாம் தர்மச்சாரிணீம் சம்போஹ் பிரணமாமி பராம் சிவாம். அமிர்தார்த்தம் பிரபன்னார்த்தாம் யாசு வித்யா பிரதாயினி அஹர்நிஷமஹம் வந்தே தாம் ஈஷான மனோரமாம் சாம்ப சிவாய நம. தேங்க்யூ ஆல் ஃபார் ஜாயினிங். So we covered the episode of Upamanyu, which is a very very important part in Mahabharata that went for like 2 months. So this is another interesting episode that comes in the Drona Parvam, very very important part in the very very important section in the Mahabharata, which has been quoted by acharyas also. Bhattabhaskara, who is even purvam to Shankara, who appeared in the 5th century, has mentioned about a specific verse in this episode. So this episode that comes in the end of Drona Parvam is a very very authentic episode in the Mahabharata and very important too. So I will explain the situation, because it's a very very this leads to understanding how Lord Shiva is the supreme reality. Vyasa Maharshi connects this beautifully to Lord Shiva and explains how Shiva alone is the supreme reality. So I will explain the situation. So we know that the Mahabharata war happened. So Bhishma Parva is the 6th Parva of Mahabharata. That's where Bhagavad Gita comes. Bhagavad Gita is also described as the words of Lord Shiva and the form of Lord Shiva. Bhishma was the Senapati, was the commander-in-chief of the Kaurava army for the first 10 days of the Mahabharata war. And then next 5 days it was Drona. And Drona was the guru of the Pandavas and Kauravas, and he was killed through deceit. He was killed by Drishtadyumna. So when he was meditating in the battlefield, sitting and meditating in the battlefield, Drishtadyumna took that, you know, he saw this is the chance to kill Drona, and then he takes a sword and he cuts the head of Drona. So Ashwatthama, who is the son of Drona, is not able to take that. He is unable to withstand that. And then he invokes the Narayana Astra to destroy the Pandava army. So that's where what happens is he invokes the Narayana Astra and he, you know, casts the Narayanastra against. Narayanastra is one of the, speaking of that, it is one of the powerful weapons. It's not the most powerful weapon. We see Mahapashupatastra is the most powerful weapon, which was obtained by Arjuna by doing penance to Lord Shiva. It is the most powerful weapon. Narayanastra is one of the most powerful weapons. So we see the prowess of Pashupatastra, Mahapashupatastra, told by Upamanyu himself in the Anushasana Parvam 14th chapter. He says to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, that Pashupata weapon, that Mahapashupata Astra that I saw in the hands of Lord Shiva, it can eliminate this entire, it can destroy this entire universe. It can even destroy, it can quell any weapon. It can also, you know, it can combat with any weapon like Brahma Astra or Narayana Astra or Indra Astra. Nothing, no other weapon can stand before the Mahapashupata Astra. It can also swallow off Brahma and Vishnu," told by Upamanyu himself in the 13th canto, Anushasana Parvam 14th chapter. So here, Ashwatthama leaves the Narayanastra, which is one of the powerful weapons, definitely, next to Mahapashupatastra. And then he thought the Pandava army will be, you know, destroyed along with the Pandavas and Krishna also. But to his surprise, you know, nothing happens to them, because they go and surrender to the Narayanastra. The Pandavas, what they do is, they know the technique to get rid of the Narayanastra through the grace of Krishna. and then they go and surrender to the Narayanastra. They fall at the, you know, they prostrate, all the Pandavas and Krishna and all the entire Pandava army. And then it backs off, the Narayanastra backs off. So, and then Ashwatthama is completely, he's completely in distress. He doesn't know what to do. You know, he keeps on murmuring. So he tried to kill the Pandavas, and who tried to kill his father through deceit. So he tried to kill them with the Astra. And then he was completely murmuring. He did not know what to do. And then everything is a lie. Nothing is true. Everything is a lie at the end of the day. So since he did, nothing happened as expected. So he was saying everything is a lie. And then he came across Vyasa Maharshi. And then that's where he questions, oh Vyasa Maharshi, you know, I tried to invoke the Astra, and why did my Astra fail? You know, to kill the Pandavas and to kill, you know, the entire Pandava army. No one can withstand that Astra. Oh Vyasa Maharshi, the Asuras or Gandharvas or Pishachas or Rakshasas or Yakshas or Uragas or the birds or human beings can never withstand that Narayan Astra. Now how come my Astra, how come I failed today? Oh Vyasa Maharshi. Ashwatthama asks to Vyasa Maharshi. That's where Vyasa Maharshi comes into play, and then he says, Vyasa uvacha mahantam evamartam mam yam tvam prichasi vismayat tam pravakshyami te sarvam samadaya manakshruno. And then Vyasa Maharshi asks, so we saw the questioning. We saw the question of Yudhishthira initially. He asks, oh Bhishmacharya, please talk about the glories of Lord Shiva. That was the question. And then Bhishma says, I am incapable of describing Lord Shiva. And then he directs them to Krishna. Krishna himself talks about the glories of Lord Shiva. And then he talks about his meeting with Upamanyu Maharshi and how he got initiated into, you know, how Upamanyu Maharshi gave Shiva Diksha and those kind of things. So it starts off with a question, right? So, Atato Brahma Jignasa. Let there be questions about the absolute truth. The Brahma Sutras also say that. So here also the question is posted by Ashwatthama, and then Vyasa Maharshi replies, oh Ashwatthama, oh dear son, you've asked a very, very wonderful, you know, you've asked a wonderful question. I would like to recount a very interesting story in order to answer this. Because we saw how the story, the Yudhishthira's question was connected to various things. How Upamanyu had, how Krishna met Upamanyu, how Upamanyu had the darshan of Lord Shiva, how Upamanyu got Shiva Jnanam from his mother, how Krishna got Shiva Jnanam from Upamanyu, and it went on how Tandi Maharshi glorified Lord Shiva, how Tandi Maharshi got Shiva Sahasranama. So it goes into story, into a story, into a story. So we should be able to connect. So here also Vyasa Maharshi, in order to answer this question of Ashwatthama, why, you know, he was not able to defeat the Pandavas and Pandava army, he connects this with a story. So please listen attentively, oh dear Ashwatthama. He says, Yosau Narayano Nama Purveshamapi Purvajaha Ajayatachakaryartam Putro Dharmasya Vishvakrita Satapastivramataste Shishiram Girimastitaha Urdvabahur Mahateja Jvalanaditya Sannibaha. He who is called as Narayana, who is the oldest of the oldest, he underwent severe penances in the mount of Himavat. Himavat Giri Kanyakaha. Mahadeva is eternally with the Himavat Giri Kanyakaha, the daughter of the mountains. Mountains are very dear to Mahadeva. Mujavat is also mentioned in the Vedas. Paro Mujavatoti. Mujavat is also a mountain. Himavat, Gokarna, these kind of things. Now here one point I want to expand. No, here it says, Purvesham Abhi Purvajaha, Vyasa says, Narayana. He is the oldest of the oldest, older than the oldest. But we have to understand this very carefully. These kind of vakyams are present for Brahma also and Narayana also in the Shastras. But we have to understand everything as a whole. Purvajaya cha parajaya cha namo madhyamaya cha pakalpaya cha namo. Mahadeva alone was present before the creation, during the middle of the creation, and after the creation. So when it talks about, you know, when these kind of things are referred to Brahma and Narayana, it is only secondary. Mahadeva alone is that oldest. So to say that in Padma Purana, Patala Kanda, 108th chapter, 70th verse, there it says, Chatur Nishvasa Matrena Vishnor Ayur Udahritam. Now Brahma's age is like 311 trillion human years. You can just imagine, the age of Brahma is 311 trillion human years. But that Brahma himself comes from the, you know, navel of Vishnu. And his age, Brahma's age is like 4 inhalings of Vishnu. And then that Vishnu's age itself is the 4 inhalings of Maheshwara. Chatur Nishwasa Matrena Vishnor Ayur Udahartam. The age of Vishnu, the entire lifespan of Vishnu is the 4 inhalings of Maheshwara, told in Padma Purana Patala Kanda, 108th chapter, 71st verse. Paraat Parataro Brahma Tatparaat Parato Harihi Tatparaat Parato Ishastanme Manashiva Sankalpamastu. The word Paratparam, the greater, means greatest of the greatest. That is referred for Brahma also in the Vedas. It reminds me of Hiranyagarbha Suktam. Hiranyagarbha Suktam says, Hiranyagarbha Samavartata Gre Bhutasya Jataha Patir Eka Asit. Hiranyagarbha. Patir Eka Asit. Hiranyagarbha was one without a second in the beginning. And then everything, all the jivas appeared from him. So does this mean that Brahma is the greatest? No. Right? So, even, but the Vedas doesn't stop there. Tatpara at parato harihi, even greater than Brahma is Hari. Tatpara at parato ishastanme manashiva sankalpamastu. Mahadeva is one without a second. Even greater than Brahma and Narayana is that Mahadeva Maheshwara, who is the oldest of the oldest of the oldest. There is nothing that is purvam to Mahadeva. Mahadeva alone is described as ageless. So when these kind of things come for Brahma and Narayana, we have to consider it in a secondary, you know, we should not take that literally. Mahadeva alone is described as the ageless personality according to the Vedas. So that personality named Narayana underwent severe austerities and severe penances. Urdhvabahur, how he was doing penance? Urdhvabahur mahateja jvalanaditya sannibaha shashtim varsha sagasrani tavantyeva shatanicha. Urdhvabahu, he was having his hands upraised and standing on one leg. Jvalanaditya sannibaha, splendor was coming out of his body. Now when people, rishis, meditate for years and years, divine splendor comes out of their body. It is also told in the Shastras. Shashtim varsha sagasrani, how many years he was meditating like that? 66,000 years, subsisting on air alone. Ashoshayat tadatmanam vayu bhakshom budekshanaha. Just by consuming air alone, he meditated. He was standing on one leg. Now who he was meditating, we are going to see that. So, and then he was standing on one leg and then with hands upraised, he was meditating for 66,000 years. And then, ataparam tapastattva dvistatonyat punarmahat dhyava prithivyor vivaram tejasa samapurayat. So first he meditated for 66,000 years, subsisting on air alone. And then once again he underwent those austerities, twice that period. So 66,000 multiplied by 2, 132,000 years. Another 132,000 years he meditated. That's what it says. So here it says, Ambujakshanaha. Vishnu is described as Ambujakshanaha, which means lotus. He has lotus eyes. How he acquired that quality of being lotus eyed? Yatralebe harishchakram upasya bahubirdinaihi pushkaraih shatapatraischa netrenacha jagatpatim. Harivamsha Puranam, 3rd canto, 84th chapter, 11th verse. Vishnu obtained the chakra after serving the Lord of the universe. And this story is present everywhere in Mahabharatam, Harivamsha Puranam, Shiva Puranam, Linga Puranam, Skanda Puranam, Vamana Puranam also talks about it. Varaha Puranam talks about it. The story is present. Even Kurma Purana mentions about this. So like he was serving, you know, with Mahadeva with various lotuses, and Mahadeva, in order to test his devotion, he stole one of the lotuses. And then Vishnu, you know, you cannot get up in when you are doing Shiva Puja. So he plucks out one of his eyes, and then Netrena cha Jagatpatim, he worshipped Mahadeva with lotuses and also with Netram. Harivamsha Puranam says. And then he offered his Netra, and then Mahadeva appeared and he gave a very powerful weapon, Sudarshana Chakra. And also he gave, you know, from now on, O Narayana, you'll be named as Padmaksha, Padmalochana. Your eyes will be equal to that of lotus. And that's why here Vyasa says Ambujekshana. That lotus-eyed personality was meditating for 66,000 years. And then he meditated for even 132,000 years again.